Gallbladder stones, also known as gallstones, are formed when the fluid in gallbladder gets hardened and forms deposits. They may not cause any symptoms and might get discovered incidentally during some routine imaging tests. Hello and welcome to the NutriMantra podcast. We are talking about gallstones today. The gallbladder stores bile, a fluid which is made by the liver that helps digest fat in the diet. Stones can form in the gallbladder, which might be made up of different substances like cholesterol and bilirubin. They can also vary in size from as small as a grain of sand to as large as a golf ball. The exact cause of gallstones is unknown, but the factors that can increase the risk of developing them include obesity, a diet high in fat and cholesterol, rapid weight loss, and certain medical conditions such as diabetes and liver disease. Women are more likely to develop them than men. The predisposing factors of gallstones are described as four F's. The first F is female gender. Women are more likely to develop gallstones than men, especially those who have had multiple pregnancies, use hormonal contraceptives or hormonal replacement therapy, or are obese. The second F is fat. A diet high in fat and cholesterol can increase the risk of gallstones. The third F is 40 years old or older. The risk of developing gallstones increases with age, with most cases occurring in people over 40 years of age. And last F is fertile. Pregnancy and fertility can increase the risk of developing gallstones, likely due to the hormonal changes that occur during pregnancy and the fact that the gallbladder does not function as effectively during pregnancy. As mentioned earlier, gallstones can be asymptomatic. However, if a gallstone blocks the bile duct is a small, thin tubes that go from liver to the small intestine. It carries bile from gallstones to small intestine. So if this bile duct gets obstructive, it can cause symptoms such as pain in the upper right abdomen or center of the abdomen, nausea, vomiting, jaundice, clay-colored stools, fever, and chills. Now let us talk about the line of treatment first, and then we will talk about preventing gallstones from forming in the first place. Treatment for gallstones depends on the severity of the symptoms and the size and location of the stones. In some cases, lifestyle changes like low-fat diet and increased physical activity might work, or medications can be given to dissolve gallstones. However, if the stones are causing severe symptoms or complications, then surgery may be necessary to remove the gallbladder. A healthy diet is an important part of managing gallstones, and changing the diet can help reduce them and prevent new gallstones from forming. Here are some dietary recommendations. Low-fat diet, firstly. Eating a low-fat diet can help reduce the workload of gallbladder and decrease the amount of cholesterol in the bile. So avoid high-fat foods like fried food, fatty meats, cream, butter, cheese, etc. Secondly, following a high-fiber diet. A diet high in fiber can help in the removal of cholesterol in stool, decreasing its availability to form stones. Good sources of fiber include fruits and vegetables, preferably with peels, whole grains and legumes. Having plenty of fluids. Drinking plenty of fluids can help prevent dehydration, which can increase the risk of developing gallstones. So aim for at least 8 to 10 glasses of water daily. Avoid rapid weight loss. Rapid weight loss can increase the risk of developing gallstones. So instead, aim for a slow and gradual weight loss. And lastly, limit alcohol intake, because excessive alcohol consumption can increase the risk of developing gallstones. Along with following these, it is also important to avoid skipping meals and to have regular balanced meals throughout the day. You should talk to your doctor or your nutritionist for a personalized dietary advice based on your needs and medical history. Apart from following the above suggested measures, there are few more lifestyle modifications that can help reduce the risk of developing gallstones. So first and foremost is maintain a healthy weight, because being overweight or obese increases the risk of developing gallstones. So maintaining a healthy weight through a balanced diet, through doing regular exercise, is very, very important. Eat a healthy diet. Following a diet that is low in fat, high in fiber, with plenty of vegetables, fruits, whole grains, they can surely reduce the risk of gallstones. Don't skip your meals. Skipping meals can increase the risk of developing gallstones. So have regular meals throughout the day. Certain medications may increase the risk of developing gallstones. So it is important to discuss any medications that you are taking with your doctor. It is important to remember that while these lifestyle modifications can help reduce the risk of gallstones, they may not completely prevent them. If you have a family history of gallstones, or you have other risk factors that predispose you to get gallstones, talk to your healthcare provider about ways to monitor and manage your risk. I am hoping this information helps you in managing or preventing gallbladder stones. With this, I take your leave now. Do tune in for more such episodes. Take care. Bye-bye.